1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
So we have been speaking about this very important fundraiser that's happening on Sunday throughout the week, but we've got one of the organisers in again. It is Snips for Sunny, and the organiser, Barbie, joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Barbie, how's it all coming together? Because it's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, the support from local businesses in the marketplace especially have just rallied around this. They can't do enough. We've got a gift pack from Trenery. It's a beautiful gift pack that we're raffling on the day, as well as Redken. We've got Blooms. We've got Jess from Cheeky Brushes coming down to do face painting. It's just the support has just been amazing for this beautiful family.
And so it is Snips for Sunny happening at Price Attack on Sunday in the marketplace. And it's for Sunny, who is the most gorgeous little boy. For those people who don't know anything about Sunny and his story, can you let us know a little bit more?
Yeah, so Sonny's Jack and Cade's for 5-year-old son. He was just diagnosed with a stage 4 brain tumour. And he's just the most gorgeous little boy, as you said. He's just full of life, and yeah, we just really need to help this family just to create some beautiful memories. And to spend that quality time together.
Because he's got siblings as well. He's got his older sister and younger brother. So you want to make sure that we are creating memories. And this is what the event is all about, because you're helping donate all that money directly to the family.
Absolutely. Everything raised on the day will be donated, the whole lot.
And tell us a bit about what Jackie means to you and what she brings to Price Attack.
Jax is an amazing woman. It doesn't matter what has happened with her. She'll come in. She's just full of life. She's full of energy. She raises people, and she's family to all of us. Yeah.
So special, the fact you're doing this for her and her family.
And I can agree. I've spoken to Jack over the last week and a bit, and every time I've spoken to her, she sounds so uplifting. You can't hear her being negative at all. She just is all about how can we give back to the community, and she's so grateful for everything that's done, but she's just so appreciative. It's just the most nicest thing to hear coming from someone who's in such a terrible situation at the moment.
Yeah.
What's her reaction been to everyone coming forward and all these donations, all these amazing businesses coming on board and what you're doing for her family?
I think she's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
She's not the kind of person that would expect this sort of thing, but she's the kind of person that would do absolutely anything she could if it was somebody else's family.
And they're the special people that we need to look after in the community. Those people that take nothing for granted. Mm. They'll take their shirt off the back for you if you had nothing else. So that's so special.
Absolutely.
And so Snips for Sunny happening 10 to 4 on Sunday?
That's right, yep.
And so you can't actually make a booking if you were planning or had one previously booked, guys. They're not taking bookings on Sunday, but you can just walk in and get a little haircut.
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
And what are the prices for the cuts on Sunday?
So they range from preschool at 15 to ladies 30. So that's
pretty reasonable.
It's very perfect. For a person like me who just gets trims.
Yeah, perfect.
And normally I go to my mum, who's not the best with the scissors. This is perfect. So if anyone's in my shoes, make sure you go down on Sunday.
Yeah, I might come in for a wash and blow dryer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get these locks done up.
No.
No?
Your upkeep is terrible. We need a bit of product.
Well, I'll get the wash and blow dry and then some product perhaps in my hair, but it's all going towards a great cause, so that's
indeed
why I'm doing it. I don't need a haircut, but I can get some zhuzhing done.
He needs some styling.
Yes, exactly right. That's where the wash and blow dry comes in. It's going to be huge, Barbie. What you've done, again, congratulations to you and the team from Price Attack for doing all of this for this family. You seem like a very humble person as well, so you've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
And if anyone else wants to help out Sonny and his family, you can contact us at the station, 13 12 16. You can hit us up on our Hit Facebook page. A lot of people have done so, or even contact you at Price Attack, Barbie.
Yeah.
Because we know any kind of help is going to go such a long way, whether it be money or even if it's just, hey, what can I do for you? So we want to help out Sonny and his family at this difficult time. But the best way to do it is get around Snips for Sonny on Sunday.
Yeah, Barbie from Price Attack, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Something I loved as a kid and still love to this day, a little too much probably, is Milo.
My mum gives me Milo to go and go and go.
And my mum gave me Milo to go and go and go. And my mum gave me Milo to go and go and go.
Yeah. And everyone's mum did give them Milo because Milo's been around for ages. 1934, 85 years ago, Milo came out. And so when I read this news this morning, my heart sort of broke. Because I don't look at Milo and think that it is a healthy snack.
No.
It's not.
It's basically chocolate in a cup. And it really is because we all put a dabble of milk in and fill up the cup with Milo. That is tradition.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know anyone that sticks to the recommendations.
My friend was telling me how he was so annoyed his mum banned them for having any more than one teaspoon. And so when he moved out, it was freedom. He went bonkers. But Nestle has come out today and they have said they are changing the product.
I think they've done with everything recently.
Making it 30% less sugar. I understand health problems these days. The drink dropped its 4.5 health star rating, which is why it got called unhealthy. So people are saying they need to fix that to get it into the healthy range.
Right, okay.
But personally, I think we know it's not a healthy drink.
Yeah.
So don't change it.
Yeah.
And I'm really worried that I'm not going to have my delicious, tasty drink anymore.
How much difference is that? Different is the taste?
Well, it's a lot less sugar.
Well, that's no fun.
And I love sugar. So I'm going to say it's like eating an apple now.
I've never had Milo.
What?
Are you actually serious?
Deadly serious.
Do you call yourself a human being?
Yeah, I do. Never had Milo.
Your face is just
there. I didn't want to come in and start.
No. This is not a joke. We're not having a crack. I've just never had
this
Milo.
This could end the show.
It's never been a...
You represent a lot of people and you haven't had Milo.
I've never had Milo. Much like I never had an instant coffee. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I do not know what you mean.
And I'm sure a lot of people probably haven't.
This is alarming, and I apologise on your behalf, Dane, to the Riverina. We will get to the bottom of this because this is an actual issue. I know the federal election got called today. This is bigger than that.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's hit 93.1.
This story is something like a worse nightmare for a lot of people. And if you're having breakfast and a little bit queasy, it's probably best just to stop for a moment.
It's sort of unbelievable as well.
Yeah, it's one of those
reading
stories.
Reading it, you go, hang on a second, is it still April Fool's?
Now, it happened over in Taiwan, and let me just quote the lady of the situation. We were visiting and tidying a relative's grave, and I was squatted down pulling out weeds. Her name's Miss He. I felt wind blowing into my face, then I felt something in my eye, which I thought was sand or dirt, which most people would. Mm-hmm. I cleaned my eye using water, but it started hurting a lot at night. A sharp pain, and I was tearing up.
Yep.
And it's at that stage you probably go, I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, and I can relate to this. I've got terrible eyes, not in terms of eyesight, but dryness. I see specialists multiple times a year, so I know how uncomfortable it can be to have a pain in your eye, especially when it's not getting diagnosed.
Yeah.
You go, hang on, it's still there, and people are saying, no, what's happening?
What she also realised was, with the pain in the eye, her eyes were continually tearing up as well. Her left eye just continually tearing up. So she went.
So annoying.
Yeah, it would be annoying. She went to the Fuyin University Hospital in Taiwan's southern county of Ping Tung, where an ophthalmologist found, get this, 4 live sweat bees living in her eye, feeding off of her tears.
No, thank you. That is why I'm saying it's unbelievable, because that is disgusting. And how can they fit in her eye?
Yeah, I've got no idea how big these things are, but it was sort of like a salt plane for them. So they're just feeding off these tears in her eye.
Yucky.
Now, she did go to hospital. They did remove these bugs from her eye.
It actually makes me feel so sick.
And she is now in full recovery mode. Now, these stories always make me think, or you hear the stories of getting bitten by a spider bite, having eggs under your skin, next thing you know, you've got all these babies coming out of your skin. After what happened to you and your arm and you went to hospital, everything I do now in the garage or clothes in the cupboard, I'm shaking them out looking for creepy crawlies that could be in there to bite me. I've become paranoid, and this has not made it any easier for that.
Just don't leave the studio. Stay in here.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
A lot of households across the Riverina have pets, and those pets range, but your most two common household pets are your dog and your cat.
Yep.
And I don't think you need to be a dog lover or a cat lover, because you have some people who love both and they're just animal lovers and they won't be able to pick between their dog or their cat. They'll say, no, I love my cats and my dogs all the same, just like kids, when you know deep down everyone has a favourite.
Always.
You have your dog Dez. Yep. You love Dez.
Yeah, she's great.
Cherie has her dog Basil, loves Basil. And a lot of people will compete to say which animal is the number one.
Yes.
Which one is going to be the best, the top
not dog, because you can't say top dog,
no.
The top animal.
Yeah, it's not
and
quite PC.
So the general social survey has actually been done over in the States, and this is a huge survey which just covers general stuff.
Okay.
Love that, because sometimes you get surveys and they go into worlds of unknown, but this is hidden stuff that you probably want to think about and want to argue about.
Right.
And so what it's actually found is how happy some pets make their owners and which pet makes their owners the happiest.
Okay. Now, I don't know what the results are for this, but for me, I'm going to go with dog because I'm obviously a dog person. I like Des. Cats just seem way too sassy, and I feel like if you were to, say, pass out at home, where a dog, I get the feeling, would like to lay next to you and make sure you're okay, a cat would just start clawing your eyes out and taking advantage of the situation.
I don't, when was the last time you heard of a cat clawing someone's eyes out?
Well, I never have, but that's just, I think, what would happen because they're so sassy cats.
No, but I think in terms of happiness, what defines happiness? Is it not having to pick up poop and a cat cleans up after itself.
I didn't think of that.
Is that what is defining your happiness? And that's what this scale is looking at. Mm. And so I put a little poll up on our Instagram and our Facebook page to see what actually the Riverina thinks. And it's quite overwhelming. It's definitely slanted one side.
Okay.
And it actually matches up with America's findings as well.
Okay.
So here in the Riverina, we had 398 votes. This is on Facebook. Mm. 85% to 15% going in favour of the dog.
Wow, it's a dog's day out.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
Herbie, there are some things in life that you and I and probably the majority, unfortunately, people listening will never get to experience, and that's being a millionaire.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just put me in that category.
Do you think you'll be a millionaire one day?
I plan to.
Well, good job. Congratulations.
I aim higher, they say. Why would you not aim for a millionaire?
Well, I hope you do reach that goal.
So
I'm being a bit more of a realist, and the majority of us probably won't get there. Now, there is a website that I found called Hush Hush, which is shopping for real rich people. It's got things on there like...
I know it. I shop there regularly.
It's got things like the Mount Everest Millionaire bottled oxygen for $303,000, right?
You do need that, yeah.
Yeah. And it's on this website, Hush Hush, where an unnamed millionaire wants to set up a battle royale event on a private island. He has advertised, they have advertised for a game maker to organise it. This is sounding very Mockingbird. What's that? The Hunger Games style. But it's not quite that bad. They're not going to use real guns, of course. So if you're the game maker for this battle royale, you'll get paid $83,000 Australian to set up this three-day event.
What's actually going to happen on it?
Well, it's based on popular video games. So what they're doing is those who play Fortnite or anything like that, the battle royales is where they have, say, 100 players in a space, and then it's essentially last person standing wins. And slowly but surely, the space they're playing in gets smaller and smaller and smaller, so it gets harder and harder to win, right?
Yeah.
He wants to set up this, a real-life battle royale. Now, he'll be
using...
This
is just like when they do that, there's people who do it near the park.
What do you mean near the park?
Near the race course. They dress up.
Oh, no, this is a little bit different. This is like...
Same style,
that's,
though?
That's similar style.
You're dressing up and then last person standing...
Well, this one you're not dressing up. This one you're using like proper full, like you're playing to win. So they're using airsoft guns, which is like paintball, but not quite paintball. They say it doesn't hurt as much and it doesn't leave
good.
Much mess. And if you win this ultimate battle royale, $140,000 Australian is all yours.
It's pretty good.
Now, the event includes camping. It's 12-hour day gaming.
That's
so you play for 12
a
hours
day.
A day. Then you camp the night. Everything's included in the price to play, which hasn't been revealed yet. But look, I'm happy for this to have a crack. I'm just worried about the connotations behind it. It is very Hunger Games-like, isn't it? Except you're not killing people.
Well, you're not killing.
Well, you're sort of... simulating.
It just reminds me of medieval. It honestly reminds me of that.
Yeah, I can see where it's coming from, but I don't think this isn't a medieval. This is full on Fortnite.
It's like modern day.
Modern, exactly right. Modern day version. Would you be interested in going for a holiday?
No. No, not at all.
Not even to win $140,000.
I don't play any video games.
Well, it's real life. You don't need the video game knowledge.
No.
You're good at aiming, shooting people. It could be right up your alley.
I've never shot someone.
At paintball?
No.
You don't play paintball?
No.
Oh, well, maybe it's not up your alley then.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.